for the appointment of Craig Lane to the Board of Regents.
Thank you, Madam President. Craig Lang has served on the Board of Regents over the last few years, and we would like to thank him for his service in that office. He has given freely of his time and energy to advance his vision of higher education in this state, and I particularly appreciate his efforts to help restore the funding to the Regents universities that had been lost as a result of the recent recession. However, we believe it is a time for a change in leadership on the board, and so I am again going to have to ask the body to oppose his renomination. Let me be very clear about what this isn't about. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. That notion is easily dismissed simply by reference to the statutory requirement that we have party balance on the Board of Regents. If all nine members are registered with one party or the other, then it's either going to be 4-5 or 5-4. And even if there are no parties serving on the board, there still can be no more than five members from any one party. Indeed, many Republicans have served and continued to serve on the Board of Regents and do so with distinction. I ran into Bob Downer at an event about 10 days ago, and he informed me he became a registered Republican in 1960 and has never changed. He's done an excellent job on the Board of Regents for all of us, for all of Iowa. This is also not about the governor versus the Senate. As colleagues have noted, more than 99% of the governor's nominees have been confirmed. We have confirmed a whole lot of them today. Our system works very well. I am always impressed each year by the large number of our fellow citizens who come forward and offer their names to serve on various boards and commissions. I have talked with many of the ones who have been entrusted to me as when I was been subcommittee chair, and I've even talked to a lot of the people when I wasn't subcommittee chair. They're an impressive group of people, and our state values them and benefits from their service tremendously. We have great people nominated by both Democratic and Republican governors, and our rates of confirmation are similar, whether the governors are Democrats or Republicans, or whether the Democrats or Republicans have the majority in this body. But again, as another colleague pointed out, if the Senate confirmed 100%, not 99 plus, if we confirmed 100% of the nominees, then we simply wouldn't be doing our job. We would simply be a rubber stamp, and there would be no reason for us to be part of the process. So this is serious business that we are engaged in. This is a system that does work very well, but it only works well when both the governor and the Senate take their roles seriously and approach it with due diligence. With regard to Mr. Lang's appointment, there are a number of concerns that have been raised at each campus over the term of his service. My greatest concern lies, again, with academic freedom. Statements to the press that Iowa State University must, quote, speak with one voice, close quote, on agriculture or on any other matter, show a disturbing lack of understanding of the academic freedom that is necessary for great research to be undertaken and great teaching to be done at a great university. A university must be open to a universe of ideas. Dissenting, contrasting, even contradictory views are what serve to fuel academic debate, sharpen focus, deepen understanding, and ultimately drive the search for the truth. Speaking with one voice. implies the development of a monolithic perspective that is at odds with the search for the truth. One has to ask, what happens to all the other voices? For these reasons, Madam President, I cannot support the confirmation of Mr. Lange for another term on the Board of Regents and ask respectfully that my colleagues vote no.
The chair recognizes the senator from Montgomery, Senator Ernst.
Thank you, Madam President, colleagues of the Senate. As we are all aware, the Board of Regents is very important to the governance of our state universities. Today, we have the opportunity to cast a vote in favor or against positive outcomes for these schools. Craig Lange has provided positive leadership that has long been needed on this board. During Mr. Lange's tenure, the Board of Regents has conducted two successful university president searches, one at Iowa State University and one at the University of Northern Iowa. These searches were conducted with little to no controversy and unprecedented transparency. Transparency has been one of Craig Lange's top priorities. Not only were the presidential searches highly transparent, but Mr. Lange has spearheaded the board's transparency task force to shed greater light on the management of our state universities. This effort will lead to greater access to university leaders for all Iowans. Another accomplishment of President Lange has been his devotion to Iowa students. For the first time in 30 years, the Board of Regents will likely approve a tuition freeze next school year. This action will go great lengths to benefit Iowa families as they work to provide for their students' college educations. Adding to this effort is a plan developed by Mr. Lange to gradually eliminate the controversial tuition set-aside practice, which places an unnecessary financial burden on many students and families struggling to pay for a college education. Since Craig Lange's appointment by Governor Culver in 2007, there has been a 21% cut in state funding to the region's institutions. Craig's leadership on the board broke this cycle of decreased funding. His efforts recognize the unique situation of the University of Northern Iowa, and in addition to 3.2% increases in general fund appropriations, Mr. Lange secured an additional $4 million for UNI. Madam President, this is a record of successful leadership. We can't dispute this is successful leadership. This is a record Iowans can be proud of. This is a record that any region could stand upon. This is a record that we should support. Madam President and my fellow senators, I encourage you to support Craig Lange's appointment to the Board of Regents. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. The chair recognizes the senator from Benton, Senator Capuchian.
Thank you, Madam President. Most of us know Craig Lange, likely from his tenure as the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation president, or from his recent term on the Board of Regents. Few of us know Craig as a farmer from Brooklyn. I'm glad to say that I do. A graduate from Iowa State, Craig is a third-generation farmer and a lifelong dairyman. He is in partnership with his father and brother in his family's farming operation, and his two youngest sons have also come home to work the family farm. These experiences have helped shape Craig into an outstanding advocate for agriculture in Iowa and across the nation. His leadership on ag issues has been important, not just to Iowa's farmers, but to all who thrive on the growth and success of agriculture. Without a doubt, Craig knows the importance of Iowa agriculture and the contributions Iowa State makes to improving our farming operations. However, Craig's dedication to our Regents institution doesn't stop with his alma mater. His wife, Mary, is a graduate from the University of Iowa, and three of their children graduated from the University of Northern Iowa. Craig has roots that run deep in our state universities, and he has the passion to continue serving them as president of the Board of Regents. I know Craig as a farmer from Brooklyn. I know that dedication that Craig brings not only to his farm and agriculture in general, but also to his position on the Board of Regents. I know he will continue to deliver that same level of passion and desire if reappointed. Today, I urge you, my Senate colleagues, to join me in voting yes for Craig's confirmation. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome, Senator. The chair recognizes the senator from Butler, Senator Dix.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues of the House, I'm rising on this appointment this afternoon in opposition to the partisanship that has eclipsed the confirmation of Craig Lang. At a time when our state and nation face politically divided governments, there is no need to exhibit additional partisan tendencies. Sadly, Madam President, the Washington-style hyper-partisanship that damages our Congress and the President has seeped into our Iowa Senate. Some individuals have accused the Iowa Board of Regents of being highly politicized, just another partisan affair of government, if you will. Well, I'd like to set the record straight. In the last 202 votes taken by the Board of Regents, there's only been one vote with one dissenting board member. Let me say that again. In the last 202 votes by the Board of Regents, there's only been one vote with one dissenting member. The other 201 votes have been unanimous decisions of the board. That's over 99.5%. It is hard to find that much agreement anywhere, let alone an organization that is classified as highly, highly politicized. By my estimate, Craig Lang has been anything but partisan. Madam President, it isn't the members of the Board of Regents who are politicizing this process. It is members of the Democrat Majority Party. We have three appointees to the board to come before us. Two of these appointees are Republicans, and one is a Democrat. The two Republican appointees were both passed out of the Education Committee without recommendation for approval, while the one Democrat received a recommendation for approval. It is widely acknowledged that the Democrat appointee is in no danger of failing his confirmation vote, while the Republican appointees face an uphill battle. Before I was in the Iowa Senate, there were and have been many votes for gubernatorial nominees, but I'm reminded of one debate regarding partisan nominees, Democrat appointee confirmation votes of Ruth Harkin, Bonnie Campbell, and Michael Gardner. Senate Republicans provided votes to secure their confirmations. So why did this occur? Because confirmations to the Board of Regents should not be a partisan process. It should be focused on the merits of the individual. Madam President, it is not Senate Republicans who are calling into question whether or not any of these three highly qualified individuals are at risk of confirmation. It is members of the Democrat Majority Party. Craig Lang has provided leadership to the Board of Regents during some very difficult times, including budget challenges, the hiring of two university presidents, and the controversy of tuition set aside. Whenever there are challenges to overcome, there will always be differences in opinion. But, ladies and gentlemen, Regent Lang has managed to unite the board in their decisions during these difficult times. And how is he being treated for it? He is being chastised as politicizing this process. Madam President, Craig Lang has not been the partisan mudraker some have accused him of being. Craig Lang is falling victim to the needless partisanship coming from this chamber. Senate colleagues, join me today. Join me in a step towards unity and help me end the rancorous partisanship and politicizing of these issues. Join me in casting a yes vote for Craig Lang's confirmation. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome. This chair recognizes a senator from Polk, Senator McCoy.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm happy to hear that my friends and colleagues across the aisle are getting their talking points out of the governor's office as well. Let me again state 99.27% of all the governor's nominees have been confirmed by this institution. 99.27%. And we're going to call this process political, especially on a guy that already received the confirmation of this institution once. There's a saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, let me tell you, my colleagues over here recognized we will not be fooled twice by this vote. The fact is, the decision that Mr. Lang made to vote against the Harkin Institute was based upon a memorandum of understanding, which he objected to. When I asked him in committee what he objected to in the memorandum of understanding, he admitted to the committee that he hadn't read it. He probably should, but he doesn't like to read bad news. But he was told what was in it. Well, in my book, that's when he lost my support. In my book, that's when he became unqualified. This process is anything but political. But Craig Lang, in his role as Board of Regents, made the process political of the Board of Regents, and anybody that disputes that isn't paying attention. The bottom line is, he made a decision that did highly politicize the Board of Regents. This institution, I will remind you, voted to confirm Bruce Rastetter, who I'm told is as rich as Roosevelt and put as much money into the Senate Democratic campaign against us as anybody ever has. And so I got to tell you, when I joined my colleagues in supporting Bruce Rastetter, it was about supporting an idea, a man that had a vision and a passion for the Board of Regents. And he expressed that concisely, articulately, and he was confirmed. Now, he may have other problems the second time around. But I got to tell you, all we've got to look at is what their experience brought to the board. And his experience, Craig Lang's experience, brought partisanship, bickering, disputes, dismay, and disgust. I urge you to vote no.
The chair recognizes a senator from Wapello, Senator Chalgren.
Thank you, Madam President. All right. You know, I haven't ever read any talking points, so I can speak freely without having to worry about whether or not I step on someone's toes. You know, what I understand is that prior to the last vote, according to Senator McCoy, it was 99.27. Well, after the last vote, I'm sure it's lower than that now. But there was a 99.5, more than 99.5% vote dealing with the regents. So here's my question. Well, let me start off with, Senator Kornbach, would you yield?
Senator Kornbach, will you yield?
Yes, Senator.
You are in order, Senator Chalgren.
You know, I'm going to ask some questions for you because I'm a little confused about some of your statements. In the last nomination, you talked about university core values and that the last appointee did not live up to those core values in your opinion. Can you go ahead and elaborate and tell me what university core values are? Because I'd like to understand your opinion of core values.
Well, Senator, the ones that I identified were equality of opportunity and intellectual freedom.
So intellectual freedom and equality of opportunity are the two core values that you see for the university. You know, what's interesting about that is in the Iowa Constitution, it actually says what our core values are. It doesn't have to be defined by us in the Senate. It says, the General Assembly shall encourage by all suitable means the promotion of intellectual, scientific, moral, and agricultural improvement. You know, our founding father said morality actually was part of what we wanted to instill in these students. And so the issue ends up being is, as a regent or as a student at one of these universities or as a teacher at one of these universities, we often talk about diversity. Diversity of thought, diversity of background, and diversity of belief. These are all core aspects of what make us unique and individual. But we come together as society bringing our backgrounds and our diversity together for the betterment of all in our society. You know, I can understand why Craig Lang would not read a memorandum and be concerned about it. I personally think it's inappropriate for us to have set up anything for a sitting senator. And so that's my belief. I don't know if it's Craig Lang's, but I understand it. And it's turned into a fiasco. It's turned into a problem. There's now a question on whether or not that institute is going to be created at all and whether or not it's going to be at Iowa State. So his concerns over this seem to have been accurate. You know, the next question I had is, this confirmation process started out by Senator Kornbach talking about Craig Lang has given freely of his time. He has been there for 6 years. He's no longer needed. At what point did we say that somebody who is serving the students of the state of Iowa are no longer needed because of their experience, their tenure? I would say at this point, if you vote against Craig Lang only because he's been there and he has shown tenure and shown leadership, then you are voting against the whole concept of merit and tenure. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome. Is there any further discussion? The chair recognizes a senator from Story, Senator Kornbach.
Well, thank you, Madam President. Again, it's been an interesting debate. We did indeed confirm Craig Lang before. He was nominated by a Democratic governor and confirmed when the Democrats had at least, if I recall, a share. No, I think we were in the majority, in fact. So again, cries of political partisanship just don't fit the evidence very well. Our concern here is whether Mr. Lang has the appropriate values and has exercised his office in the appropriate way to further the progress of the university in teaching, in research, and outreach. Our central concern has to be the pursuit of the truth. And to pursue the truth, there has to be a diversity of points of view. There has to be active, indeed vigorous, debate. There has to be examination of evidence. There has to be critique of reason. There has to be all of the elements that come together to produce what a university must produce: truth in research and education for our students. I do indeed salute Mr. Lang for his service. I'm grateful for the 6 years he has given. I know he has put sincere effort and time, but I believe that based on his record, we can do better, and I would hope that the body would support making a change. It is time for a change. Please, colleagues, vote no on Mr. Lang's renomination.